Well, hey, good morning again. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every week, every Sunday morning, with the hope of priming our hearts before we gather as the church to fix our attention, to fix our eyes upon the Lord. And this morning, I want to read for us from Titus chapter 3, verse 4 through 7. It says this: "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So as you're beginning this new day, a new Sunday, maybe you're waking up right now, maybe you're getting ready, maybe you're driving to church, I want to ask you to pause and consider the depths of the words in that passage. In Titus 3, it holds the heartbeat of the gospel, God's saving work in our lives. And I think for us, it's so good to regularly remind ourselves of the gospel. And that's what I want to do this morning. That first verse, verse 4, it says, "When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared." It's talking about Jesus coming in the flesh, God in the flesh, stepping into our broken world, not to condemn, but rather to save. And he didn't come because we were worthy by any means. In fact, the verse right before that, verse 3, reminds us of the reality of our depravity. We were foolish, we were disobedient, we were enslaved by our passions. That's who we were. And yet, verse 5 tells us that he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but according to his own mercy. And I'm thankful for that verse that tears down every idea that we could even attempt to earn our salvation. Our church attendance or small group attendance or our moral efforts, our reputation in the community, none of that is enough. Never was, never could be. But that's not the end of the story we know, right? Instead, he saved us through the washing of regeneration, the renewal by the Holy Spirit. We've been washed clean by the Spirit of God himself. Praise the Lord. And so this morning, as you're driving to church, would you be reminded of that truth in your heart, that you are deeply loved, you are completely forgiven, you are fully renewed and eternally secure, not because of anything that you have done, but because simply of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so I pray that that truth would change how you worship today, how you listen to God's word, and how you go and live. So let me pray for us this morning. Father, thank you for your kindness and your mercy, that you loved us so much that you sent your son to live a perfect and sinless life, to die a death that we so very much deserved, so that we could have a right relationship, a restored relationship with you, and look forward to spending eternity with you. And so this morning, we are once again humbled by your incredible mercy that you came running toward us when we were lost. So Lord, thank you for the gift of salvation. And as we come to church this morning, remind us of the wonder of your grace. Remind us that we've been washed, we've been renewed, we've been made alive by your Spirit. And in response this morning, would you loosen our lips to praise you this morning and to thank you this morning for the reality of the good news of the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.